Nora Prinskotti joins us, NFL reporter for The Ringer, now to talk about the big news in the NFL. And the big news in the NFL is Cam Newton going to the Patriots. Nora, thanks very much for being with us. First of all, the first obvious question is here. I think this is a fantastic signing for the Patriots, but what took so long?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And I hope you guys all enjoy your holiday tomorrow. I think what took so long is just that they were waiting for the market to develop. I mean, they've just done it again. It's like a no-lose situation for the Patriots because worst things worst, they lose about $1 million on the contract if Newton doesn't work out and he doesn't hit any of his incentives. So I got to think that the reason that this didn't happen months ago probably had to do with the player figuring out what his market was and if there was a place where he could get a little bit more and still have an opportunity to start. But it was something that we talked about a lot in March and April and we're thinking about. And then I think everybody had almost gotten off the scent. And then Sunday night at 8 o'clock, bam, there you go.
There you go. And it's the Patriots getting him, though. And I think, Nora, a lot of people like get a bit annoyed about that is why is it the Patriots are the team that sees this opportunity in picking up a close to an MVP quarterback, and not last year, but in previous years, for such a bargain price? Why isn't it the Bills? Why isn't it somebody else in the AFC East? Why isn't it somebody else except Bill Belichick and the Patriots?
I mean, I think that's a great question. And I got to tell you, if I owned an NFL team, I would be calling the general manager who I'm writing paychecks to and saying, hey, did you at least place a phone call? See how that guy's feeling? Maybe check in on the shoulder, check in on the foot. See if he feels like he's only willing to be competing for a starting job. Maybe just get a little bit of info there. It never hurts to place a call. So, you know, I think some people drop the ball, frankly, but why the Patriots? I think it basically comes down to opportunity. You know, for someone like Cam Newton, who is a former NFL MVP, this isn't about this one-year contract. It's about 2021. And if he can use this 1 year as an opportunity to push his stock back up there a little bit, and he really couldn't be in a better place to do it because he's gone to a team with an excellent coaching staff, an excellent defense. The receivers aren't great, but he's played with bad groups of receivers before, and I think he'll be playing behind the best offensive line of his career. And, you know, it's funny, with all the investments that the Patriots have made in their running game and in their offensive line, I think they could be set up better to play with a Cam Newton-style quarterback than really last year they were to play with a Tom Brady-style quarterback. So,
totally agree with that, Norm.
You can do all the reasoning, but I find myself sitting here and going, man, there's 31 teams that, I mean, not 31, I'm not going to give the Chiefs a hard time for not placing a call. But if you are, for instance, the Chicago Bears, you got to be looking at this and thinking, man, did we do the right thing giving Nick Foles a bunch of money, and are we going to have egg on our face?
Well,
in a year's time or so.
Yeah, and Nora, you're totally right. And I look at it like, you know, we've talked in the offseason here in Toronto, you know, we're all basically NFL-wise. There's so many Bills fans in Buffalo, and you know, obviously the AFC East is a big division. But I look at that division, and here's the Patriots, and what did they pray for 20 years? Oh, Brady retire, or Belichick get mad and get rid of Brady, or that, you know, team is separated. And lo and behold, finally, for whatever reason, Brady's gone. And now the Patriots pick up Cam Newton as a one-year cheap contract. I mean, hello. Like, all of a sudden, it's gone from like, well, the Patriots maybe are not going to be where they've been in the past, to where it's being is like, you look at the Patriots now, and all of a sudden, maybe the balance of power in that division changes. How about the teams in the AFC East looking at, now they got to face Cam Newton?
Yeah, it's got to be demoralizing, frankly. And I will tell you that I am someone who, as of Sunday morning, I thought the Patriots, I would have picked them to win 5 games. I think Jared Stidham has some talent, and I think that they really like who he is as a person and what he's shown them, but it's very little. He's thrown 4 career passes in NFL games, and there's just no way to know what that's going to be. So I just felt like there was a greater chance that he would really hold them back than that he would immediately be this amazing guy. And now I sort of feel like if Cam Newton is even 70% of the Cam Newton of old, they're winning that division.
I feel the same way. I really do. It just gives him, and I guess the beauty of a Cam Newton too, Nora, when you come down to it, is he gives you such a, I'm a big believer in teams that are successful giving you many different looks. And Cam Newton, say what you want about his, you know, arm prowess or his injuries or his demeanor or whatever else you want to say about him, gives you an entirely different look, a different focus. And I look at it, never mind like individually who starts, who's number two, how many reps he gets. Even during the case of the game, a game is going a certain way. And whether you like the incumbent or in New England or you don't, bringing in Cam Newton just gives you a completely different viewpoint, a different landscape.
They have a coach who can think of anything schematically that you could do in football. And they have a player who, if healthy, can execute basically anything you can think of in football. Now, to varying degrees of effectiveness, but just in terms of the raw ability, Cam Newton is not going to hold you back. You know, I'm stealing this from my buddy Bill Barnwell at ESPN, but he had a great point, which is that when you think of the acquisition of Cam Newton and what that would do for the Patriots offense, having him on the field, he is in some ways a replacement for Rob Gronkowski, in the sense that for years, Gronk was the guy that made them so multiple on offense and made it so difficult to tell if it was going to be run or pass, and made it so easy for them to get advantageous matchups. And having Cam Newton does the same thing because of his size, because of what his body can do. And it's not as though they'll just eliminate the pocket passer elements of their offense, but he is going to give them ways to just play around with the math of getting favorable matchups in a way that I got to imagine is really exciting that coaching staff. Obviously, the caveat, if he's healthy, which is a huge part of why he wasn't signed until this point, is always going to be there until we have a clear answer on that. But the ceiling, I do think, is really high.
Well, and listen, it's all risk and reward, right, Nora? Of course, there's no question. It's like, yeah, if he's healthy, but if he's not, what's the worst case scenario? You still have your quarterback that you wanted at the start of the season, and you have the opportunity to bring this guy into the lineup. I just don't see how this is. Again, I go back, and I know you already partially answered the question, but this goes back into why the Patriots didn't do this earlier. And, well, here's the answer. They got him cheaper than they would have done it if they had done it 3 months ago.
Yeah, well, they didn't have any money. And the thing about this is that he signed for, we're still getting the specifics of the contract details, but he signed for basically the minimum. So that's going to be $1 million on their cap this year, which was all they had. They actually have to do a little bit of a few machinations with the cap even to fit that under. But the deal is worth up to $7.5 million with incentives. But the thing is, Cam Newton played 2 games last year. So, and I know we're getting a little nitty gritty here, but those incentives will be considered not likely to be earned because he didn't hit those marks last year, which is how it works. Because of that, it doesn't go on their books this year. If he hits them, it will next year. But next year, the Patriots salary cap situation is fine. So it really, I mean, there's a little bit of opportunity cost if he takes reps away from Stidham and then he's either not healthy enough to play or he just doesn't have it. But like you said, the risk is incredibly low.
We'll see how it all works out. Big signing. Cam Newton goes to the Patriots. And Nora Princiotti, NFL reporter, The Ringer, joining us to chat about it here tonight on Sportsnet Tonight. Nora, great to have you on the show. Stay safe and well. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. You too.